From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The latest readout on inflation shows consumer prices rose 0.5% last month. That's the largest one-month jump in a year and a half. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now. Giles, what was putting upward pressure on consumer prices in December?
Well, it was gasoline, Craig. The Labor Department says about 80% of the 0.5 percentage point rise in December came at the pump. This morning's report from the Labor Department shows gas prices climbed 8.5% in December, the sharpest increase in 18 months. Now, prices for gas and food are volatile, so when they are excluded, consumer prices rose just 0.1%. Some economists expect prices to rise faster this year than last, as manufacturers passed on the extra costs of doing business to consumers.
And Giles, the Commerce Department is just out with new numbers on retail sales. What are they showing?
Well, the government is confirming that the nation's retailers had a pretty good holiday shopping season, even though sales rose slightly less than expected in December. A separate report from the Commerce Department this time says sales advanced for a sixth month, climbing 0.6%. And when you take into account all of 2010, sales were up more than 6.6% from the previous year. That's the largest yearly gain in sales since 1999. Economists watch retail sales closely because consumers account for nearly two-thirds of economic activity.
Thanks, Giles. That's NPR's Giles Snyder in Washington. Doctors treating wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford say she's showing remarkable progress in recovering from the gunshot wound to her brain. Dr. Michael LaMole, chief of neurosurgery at the University Medical Center in Tucson, says Gifford has been able, with help, to sit on the edge of her bed and dangle her legs over the side.
When people are dangling, we're also able to assess the strength in their legs much more readily. And I will say that she is able to move both of those legs to command, and that's huge.
First Lady Michelle Obama has written a letter to American parents about the shootings in Tucson. NPR's Mara Liasson reports Mrs. Obama is offering advice on what parents can say to their kids about what happened there.
The First Lady writes as a parent to describe how hard it is to respond to the questions that children will have about the tragedy, particularly because one of the victims was 9-year-old Christina Green. The First Lady said the shootings were an opportunity to teach children that in America, in times of crisis, we, quote, embrace each other and support each other. She encouraged them to teach their children the value of tolerance, of assuming the best rather than the worst of those around them, and the importance of giving other people, particularly those they don't agree with, the benefit of the doubt. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
GOP lawmakers gather for a retreat today to map strategy in advance of Congress returning to business that was set aside this week, including efforts by Republicans to repeal the new health care law. The Republican National Committee picks a new party chairman today. Current chairman Michael Steele is fighting to win a second term, but he faces four challengers. This is NPR News. Sound of angry demonstrators rallying in the capital of Tunisia today to demand the resignation of that country's president. Hundreds of police officers in riot gear block streets in front of Tunisia's interior ministry, the site of alleged torture over the years. The march was organized by Tunisia's only legal trade union. Nigeria's president has been nominated as his governing party's candidate for elections this spring. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Darkin reports he easily topped challengers at the party's convention.
Nigeria's sitting president, Goodluck Jonathan, won more than two-thirds of the vote at the governing People's Democratic Party convention in the capital, Abuja. That confirms Jonathan as the presidential candidate of the party that dominates Nigerian politics, which analysts predict as good as assures him the presidency come April's vote.
I ask for your support so that together, with your continued goodwill, we'll secure a fresh mandate to confront the many challenges that are before our nation.
But Nigeria's leader could face legal challenges. Jonathan hails from southern Nigeria, but many in his party point to a loose agreement that the presidency must rotate between the north and south, and that this time it's the north's turn. Ofebia Quist-Darkin, NPR News, Dakar.
Soldiers in Australia are picking their way through debris in the country's third largest city, Brisbane, looking for more victims from the severe flooding there. The floods are being blamed for at least 25 deaths so far. Dozens of funerals are planned today in Brazil for victims of mudslides triggered by torrential rains there. At least 476 people are known to have been killed. Hundreds of homes were swept away, and thousands of people have been displaced. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.